Hey, I'm John and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. Today, we're kicking things off with some exciting news straight from the heart of the Linux community. The upcoming release of Linux 7.3 is bringing a range of important changes, but the star of this show is a pivotal enhancement within its Direct Rendering Manager, or DRM. After much anticipation, the Linux kernel is introducing a color format property designed specifically to give user space applications greater control when requesting specific color formats for display connectors. For those wondering what that really means, think of it as the ability for apps to ask for and receive video output in precise color formats, boosting both fidelity and flexibility. Initial support for this feature is targeted at the AMD GPU driver, which is widely used in many desktops and workstations. The implemented color format options include Auto, RGB, YUV4, 4:4, YUV4, 2:2, and YUV4, 2:0. These formats cover the most common use cases, ensuring that both professional and everyday users can enjoy optimized visuals through a straightforward API. It's been quite a journey to get here. The discussions and development around the DRM color format property actually began back in 2021, and after 15 rigorous revisions, the community has rallied behind it. The feature is now staged within the DRM MISC-NEXT branch, setting it up for inclusion in the 7.3 merge window, which is just around the corner. A noteworthy milestone is that the Wayland Weston compositor has already implemented patches in anticipation, showing just how much momentum this enhancement has gathered in just a couple of years. And it's not stopping there. While AMD GPU is the initial focus, developers are carefully exploring how this color format property can be expanded to other drivers, namely Intel and Rockchip's DRM drivers. This cross-vendor ambition should pave the way for more consistent user experiences across a wide array of devices. So why is all this excitement around a DRM property, you might ask? In short, it marks a fundamental transformation in how Linux graphics are managed, particularly when it comes to handling various color formats reliably and efficiently. For everyday users, this means better color accuracy and sharper visuals, regardless of whether you're gaming, editing media, or simply browsing online. For developers and advanced users, this property streamlines app development and hardware optimization, eliminating much of the trial and error previously involved in tailoring display outputs. As a result, there's less room for miscommunication between software and hardware, and more opportunity to push the boundaries of what open-source graphics can achieve. But the implications run even deeper. As improvements to the DRM User Space API serve as a foundation for innovation across the Linux graphics stack. As new color formats are added, and as further experimentation is encouraged, we can expect to see even broader support and customization options in the future. From a technology perspective, this is a textbook case of how open source communities drive tangible change by collaborating relentlessly and staying receptive to new ideas. The hope is that this will spur other major drivers to adopt similar enhancements, fostering a more robust and versatile ecosystem. Beyond this DRM upgrade, Linux 7.3 is shaping up to be a release filled with modernization and improved efficiency across the board. The kernel is seeing significant performance boosts, including the removal of legacy drivers that are no longer maintained or widely used. One of the more symbolic changes is the gradual retirement of i486 CPU support, which nods to just how far the landscape has moved since those early days. It shows a clear willingness to focus on present and future demands, maintaining only the code and hardware support that truly matters to current users. On a related note, the Linux kernel has now surpassed an astonishing 43 million lines of code, a figure that's both mind-boggling and indicative of just how complex and versatile it's become. For developers, that means a wealth of features and modules to tap into, but it also highlights the ongoing importance of code optimization and good architectural decisions. Behind these technical milestones, though, are some equally important discussions happening in the community. One example is the economic impact of AI and how it's influencing the way developers work, the strategies companies employ, and how operational costs can be managed in the face of new automation tools. There's an increasing awareness that AI isn't just an auxiliary tool, but is now a central factor in decision-making and workload distribution across teams. This rapid evolution is forcing traditional approaches to workforce management to adapt, as companies look for ways to maximize productivity while keeping pace with constant innovation. But AI's influence stretches well beyond software development. In fact, Recent advances have been making waves in research and healthcare. For instance, researchers are leveraging advanced AI models and new imaging technologies to decipher carbonized scrolls, opening up previously inaccessible windows into the ancient past. The significance of this breakthrough can't be overstated, as it bridges the gap between lost history and cutting-edge technology in a truly unique way. Likewise, non-invasive brain technologies have taken major steps forward in the fight against opioid addiction. These new solutions provide targeted treatments without the need for surgery, ushering in an era where technology acts as a powerful ally for healthcare professionals and patients alike. Both developments highlight the growing importance of interdisciplinary collaboration, where technologists, researchers, and clinicians work together to address complex problems. This is reflective of a broader theme we're seeing across the industry. From open-source software to biomedical innovations, the best results emerge when boundaries are crossed and ideas are shared. On the topic of AI, there's another interesting shift happening right now regarding how we interact with these systems. Traditionally, developers and users would issue prompts to AI models, telling them exactly what to do in a kind of question-and-answer format. However, the industry is seeing a move toward what's being called loop engineering, a methodology where you design feedback loops that automate and refine interactions with AI. Influential voices like Boris Cherney and Peter Steinberger are championing this approach, observing that building automated feedback systems can lead to massive efficiency gains. Rather than spending time crafting individual prompts for every question or task, loop engineering allows developers to set up systems that continually adapt and improve on their own. If you're a developer, this means a shift in mindset, moving from being a prompt engineer to someone who orchestrates more autonomous processes. In effect, this is about building smarter workflows, where the AI learns through repeated cycles and becomes more useful over time. It's a trend that's resonating with companies looking to scale their AI operations efficiently, and users who want more hands-off, reliable results. In a way, it's a reflection of the same mindset that's driving change throughout the Linux ecosystem, a desire to leverage automation, continuous improvement, and smart design to build resilient platforms. Looking ahead, the debut of the DRM color format property in Linux 7.3 is likely to have ripple effects, catalyzing new innovations across the graphics ecosystem. Developers are already exploring how to use this newfound flexibility to create richer user experiences, better hardware compatibility, and potentially new categories of applications. At the same time, kernel maintainers are prioritizing enhanced security, rolling out patches to address emerging vulnerabilities and safeguard users. There's also a push to ensure ongoing performance improvements for older systems that are still widely in use, so existing users aren't left behind as technology advances. That balance of innovation and backwards compatibility is no easy task, but it's one of the reasons why Linux remains so widely trusted in critical environments. In summary, Linux 7.3 stands as a testament to the resilience and adaptability of open-source software. The new DRM color format property is not just a technical milestone. It underscores the collective commitment to meeting the demands of contemporary users and developers. With the groundwork firmly laid for future evolution, we're set to see more advanced features, improved stability, and ever greater flexibility. If you're a Linux user, developer, or just a fan of technology, these are exciting times. The foundation being set by these changes is sure to pay dividends as we move deeper into an era defined by smart automation, open standards, and collaborative development. Thanks for listening.